Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
conquer.
Reminding us that we are healed, we are whole, we are healthy. And so are we all, and we just need to remind ourselves that we are indeed healed. We are whole, we are healthy. Karen Drucker. To find out more about her, her website address is karendrucker.com. You can find out if she's going to be in your neck of the town, neck of the woods, your neighborhood, karendrucker.com. To download some of her music, go to iTunes. That is where you can give back for her giving to you. iTunes.com. Search for Karen Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R. We are back. We are here. It is time to say yes in a new way. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day to you wherever you happen to find yourself at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And our intention is that the inspiration inspires you to embrace the changes of your life, to grow with the flow as you go with the flow. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. I am your producer, Life Coach Ade, Ade Anifowoshi, here to keep things moving along smoothly, knowing that it is done. And we welcome you, those of you listening on the phone lines, online, and those of you listening to the show in the archive, maybe you listen to a replay. Yeah, archive. That's it. That's what I mean. Thank you for coming back to listen. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for contributing your energy to this conversation because we need each other, because we are each other. So as you come to unite and join with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, we call her Rev D, you know that you're coming to receive as well as give, so we can all be taken to a higher state of consciousness. We can all rise up and truly, truly, truly live in the yes in a whole new way. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press one on your keypad for questions, comments, testimonies, miracles, a thought, maybe something shifted for you, maybe something Rev D shared moved you, and you just wanted to let her know. As I always say, it's always good to share what you are receiving when a teacher is giving of herself or of himself, because it just helps us see how what is being taught is landing. Because that's the reason for doing it, that there are people there to receive the soul food that's been served. So it's always nice to say, oh, that soul food tastes good. Can I have some more, please? You are listening to Living in the Yes with Rev D, and she is standing by. I am ready. We are ready. Once again, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I just want to remind you that Rev D is the author of The Sacred Yes and Your Deepest Intent. Pick up a copy or both. You will never be the same. Rev D, welcome home.
Well, thank you. And
You're
good day
welcome.
To you and to everyone. It's always such a pleasure to be on this blog radio show with everyone. You give them the caller number.
Yes, it's 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad.
Yes. And if anybody is not in a position to speak and you want to put something in a chat, why don't you let them know what they can do there, too?
That's right. Yes, thank you for that. You can post your questions, your comments in the chat room. We also have a like page, Life Conversations Radio like page. Post your questions, comments in there. I will definitely get to it. And for those of you that are making your way in, which means you're not here, but if you're here, we can't see you because that happens sometimes. Know that you can post your questions in the chat room and I'll be happy to get to it. Or your comments, whatever you want to share.
Great. Very good. Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome.
You have a question that's burning. I feel like you do. Do you have a question that's burning?
You know, let's see. Where I've been, you know, you always
You know, and there's one thing. I don't know if everybody else is getting this, but your voice keeps cutting.
Really?
Like cutting in and out? Yeah, like
okay. Okay, we're gonna let's change something around. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Maybe the Skype connection, who knows? Internet's been acting up lately, so I'm going to switch and do this. 1 second. All right, let's switch here.
Okay. How's this?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, cool. Well, so you asked me if I have any questions, and I, you know, most times when you come on, you remind us that life is in session, and it's like, yes. And for me, it's this. So here's the thing okay, so here it is. I need to rise to the top because my mind is going in different places. This is one of the things that where I'm at right now. I feel like the way where I am and how life is guiding me is to live day to day. You know, there's so many things I want to do tomorrow that I know I have to do, and I'm for the most part I can yield to it. But there's still a part of me that feels like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And I go back and forth to kind of think, is that not having faith? It's like, because sometimes when I go to, oh, my God, I know that it's going to work out because I've seen the track record. The last few months has been like that. Everything that's happened is really, I could almost say, forced me to live on a day-to-day basis. And there are things I plan to do. I don't know how, and things just work out. So the question is really is, in that space of oh my god, is that part of the process? Is it a reflection of not complete trust in God, or is it just be part of being human?
Well, we're certainly stressed. The society that we live in is under stresses that have been unknown to any other generation. That's not to say that the magnitude of things that we are stressed about is greater than things that our ancestors have gone through, but that our technologies, our communication, that the amount of stimuli that we are subjected to on a daily basis and throughout the day is unprecedented in human history. All the different things vying for our attention and the sense of demands on us. Plus, a planetary frequency that's sped up as well. Now, the good news is that on the planetary vibratory pattern, that should be chilling out. That whole 2012 to 2015 period that we've all been swimming through.
Mm-hmm.
that is just taken. No, prisoners. And paths that energetically, as the stars are realigning, it's like that should chill down just a little bit. Okay. So in answer to the question, part of it is learning how to deal with the demands of a fast-paced, high-tech society like ours. It takes a lot. And it's a skill set. You know, I wouldn't even characterize it as just like a lack of faith or something like that. It's more like being on a basketball court and you don't really know how to do free throw shots. There's a rhythm. Okay? It's not that you have a lack of faith in basketball or some. It's just practice. It's just practice being in that rhythm, practice being in that zone. So that's part of it. And the reason why I'm being explicit about it is that most of us are in this sped-up vibration, but we're resisting it. We want it to slow down. We want it to be different. Are you with me?
Yes, I am taking it all in.
You know, it's like we want it to slow down. We want it to be different. And we're going to have to recalibrate some and readjust to it. But here's the tricky part. And not that I'm trying to make us schizophrenic or anything like that, but we need to be able to simultaneously run a little faster in the outer world and slow down a bit in the inner. Both. The outer frequency demands that we move a little faster just to keep up, so to speak. But we can't let that pace be our life. It can't be our life. If I go back to basketball. So I'm originally from L.A. And, you know, most of my life I love me some Lakers. And, you know, for a long time, they had one of the winningest coaches. And he would make everybody meditate. He would make them zen-like. Let the game come to you. It's like a martial artist that has this quiet inner place inside where they're very calm and very focused, even though they may be doing a lot of outer moves very quickly. So that part that worries is the ego self. It's afraid it's going to lose. It's afraid it's not going to keep up. You have faith. You know that God's going to work it out. And you're not really worried about God. You're worried about you.
That's true. That's true.
You know? Like, you know God's going to work it out. And God's going to be just fine. But there is that part of you that's not sure how you're going to make it. Because you believe it will get done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No doubt in my mind.
Exactly. Now it's getting to the point where there's not a separation between you and divine order. Like there's life and then there's you. But it's life as you. life as you. Identity issue here. It's still you as a human being walking around here a bit victimized by life. And you've got this great God that you know is going to come in that you can lean on and rely on. But what's needing to shift now is not you, the human being who's small, who's a victim of all these things that are happening too quickly, but there's just you as a spiritual being. There's you showing up as an instrument of God every day. Not you have all this stuff to do, and how is God going to help you get it done, but the other way around. God has wonderful things that it's doing today. And how do I have the privilege to participate in it at all? There's a beautiful dance of energy, wonderful ways that things are going to work out that I can't even imagine. Can I show up this day with joyous expectancy, the willingness to see and to hear and to do whatever's before me this day? You said in the beginning that you're learning that it's about one day at a time. And you feel like that's what you're being taught now. It's always been that. Anything other than that is an illusion. There is only now. You cannot live any other moment but now. You cannot live yesterday, and you cannot live tomorrow. You can only take an action in the now. We wait for the now moment to come so that we can take action, but we make it now whenever we do take the action. We determine when now is.
Right.
I'm not picking on you. I'm talking to everybody.
What you said, I really, it's like, there was a time I couldn't really say, yeah, it's one day at a time. That's all we got. And as I'm listening to it, I could almost feel in my head that there's this, like a reprogramming, like things are shifting. And what I'm really seeing is that, yeah, not only am I just knowing that it's one day at a time, but the lesson for me now is I'm embodying that truth. And as you said earlier, there's a part of me that's like, oh, wait a minute. How am I going to control if I'm not in charge of it? Yes, I do, though. I've never was in charge of it. But I really do feel like there's something happening, almost like a chemical change in my brain as you speak. It's like really embodying that spiritual truth that is a day-to-day, moment-by-moment experience, no matter how much I think I'm in control.
It's an illusion. Because we're not in control doesn't mean things are out of control. I mean, look, think about life. Think about your life. Think about just one day. Okay, all the things that have to happen for you to stay alive for 1 hour. Okay, all the things your body has to do. The atmosphere. The air. All the myriad things that have to go on in life just for you to live for 1 hour. And you don't run any of it. What what really do we control? I mean, really. I can say, well, I have a car out there. And I can control where that car goes. Yes, I can do that. but I don't have complete control over whether I actually arrive home tonight.
Think about it. If I was to make a list, as you said, of all the things that happen in an hour, I think I spend a whole day, if not longer, trying to list it, and I still miss a lot of it out.
Exactly.
And to feel like I'm in control, it's kind of like, really? Really?
That's the ego.
Mm-hmm.
No, like the way my mentor Beckwith put it, and it wound up in one of the spirit letters in the Sacred Yes, which is, your ego just likes to take credit. And when it can't take credit for your success, it wants to take credit for your failure. It just wants credit. You know, look at me, what a big mess I made. Ego just likes to be the center of attention.
I'm worried.
I'm stressed. You can't do anything till you do right by me. Yeah, take care of me first. I'm worried. How dare you go over there and be peaceful? We're upset. I'm scared. I'm hungry. I'm confused. I'm worried. Your ego just, you got to tend to this first. I'm bored. I need some entertainment. I need this. I need that. I need to understand. No. You can't go over there and make up. I don't understand what went wrong yet. And our ego is just immature. You have to treat it almost like the little kid in the family. Hush. Or shut up. You know, chill out. Sit down. Sit down. Get hold of yourself. Quit throwing tantrums and running amok. And you know what? It ain't about you right now. To somebody the other day about church and how much church has changed over the years, and expectation. I grew up in the Holiness Church, in the Pentecostal Church. You're at church all day. I mean, not just once a week. You went to church a lot. And I was saying, I said, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, but it's just the way that it was. Nobody cared. Nobody cared if you weren't having fun. I can hear my mother now. You know, you running around and doing this thing. You can't give up one day to God. You can't give God one day. Look at all what God's given you. And it was very plain. Sunday is not your day. You have Saturday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But Sunday, it is so not about you. We're going to go to Sunday school. We're going to go to church. And then it was always being of some kind of service. We're going to take food to Auntie so-and-so, visit this one in the hospital. We're going to do this, do that. You know, just sit there. If you're bored, just sit there, okay? The grown folk talking, you know. Here's a piece of paper. Here's a pen. But I learned discipline. You know, I had to learn how to be still. I had to learn that everything wasn't about my entertainment. That's what our ego has to know. You know, my mom wasn't abusing me. I had lots of attention. Oh, my God. Piano lessons, guitar lessons, and bowling, and Girl Scouts, and I mean, and on and on and on. I mean, I wasn't hurting. And everything couldn't be about me all the time. That's what our ego has to know.
Yes, indeed. And breathe on that. You're listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The topic, the theme today is wholeness. And when we come back from the break, I definitely got to hear the spirit definition because I love the spirit definitions of the spiritual qualities. And we invite you to join the conversation. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. It's nice to see you, Reverend Barbara. Carly, my sister, nice to see you. Well, I don't really see you, but I do see you because you are me, right? We are one. And I'm sure if you want to share your questions or your comments in the chat room, feel free to do so. I'll be happy to get to them and share it with Rev D. Or you can post your questions, your comments, your thoughts in the Life Conversations Radio like page. But you know, we'd love to hear your voice. We'd love to feel your vibration. 347-426-3346. And we'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. SeekerFest, a music-filled celebration of spirituality, philosophy, science, and religion. Here is Christine Joel to tell us about SeekerFest.
SeekerFest is a festival that celebrates the convergence of spirituality, science, philosophy, and religion. It's all about celebrating the many paths of universal truth through art, music, spoken word, and TED Talk-like presentations.
What inspired you to create SeekerFest?
What inspired me to create SeekerFest was really a recognition of a lack of a space for people who had an obscure faith or a different spiritual path or didn't realize they were on a spiritual path, people who were seekers. They didn't have really a place to find fellowship and to seek fellowship.
SeekerFest sounds like a great place for people with different belief systems to celebrate their differences and what they have in common. Well, for more information, go to theseekerfest.com. That's theseekerfest.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. That's what we're encouraging you to do. And to find out more about Seeker Fest, the website address is, of course, theseekerfest.com. And Christine Jobe is going to be joining me on my show on Monday, so be aware of that. If you're in Atlanta, come on down. I'll be there October 24th, 2015. We are returning to Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. You're living in the yes with her, and you are experiencing your wholeness. That's the topic. Wholeness is the topic. We invite you to join the conversation. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Rev. D. is the founding minister and president of Inner Light Ministries. Check out her website. It is innerlightministries.com. And her services are streamed as well every Sunday. And you can also check out on YouTube. I promise you, you will never be the same. You'll be baptized with her words and the way she drops it. And tonight we're talking about wholeness. She's taking your questions. She's here to hear what you're moving through, what you're growing through. Maybe you just have something that's just in your consciousness that you want to bounce off her consciousness and see what comes up. 347-426-3346. And feel free to post your questions, comments, thoughts in the chat room or where else? The like page, Life Conversations Radio like page on Facebook. But we prefer a phone. We prefer that you call in. 347-426-3346. Welcome back, Rev D.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know I want to know the spirit definition of wholeness.
But of course.
I've been waiting for it for about 24 hours now.
Yes. It says that, I'm going to read it a couple of times. Wholeness, well, first off, let me explain these spirit definitions. They're these messages that come, and they come in the form of complete letters. And there's a series out called Letters from the Infinite. Volume 1 is the Sacred Yes, and Volume 2 is Your Deepest Intent. And these are actually not published yet, but I'm working on them in a volume, and they talk about the spiritual qualities as attributes within ourselves, that it's qualities that we, in fact, already have, but we have to unleash them. To really experience them, we have to be involved in them. And it looks at all the spiritual qualities like verbs. Instead of nouns and things that we chase after, faith is a verb, peace is a verb, that there's something that we have to do. In the English language, we kind of get that most of the time. The way it's structured is that there's the noun and then there's the verb. There's a building and then there's a process of building. You can't have a building without there being building going on. But when it comes to spiritual qualities, we forget that. Like, we want faith, but we forget that faith has to be going on to have faith. We want love, but love has to be going on for us to have love, to experience love. So it describes wholeness, and it always describes these spiritual qualities as a convergence of energy. Okay? They're not events, but it's activity that's taking place, and it's taking place everywhere. It says, wholeness is where your presence abides. stop right there for a moment. Wholeness is where your presence abides. And think about your presence and what does that really mean to you? How many times are we doing things, actually physically located in different places? Present. Our presence isn't there. Okay? Where is your presence living? I don't know about some of you, but there will be times, particularly these days, when, let's say you're having lunch with somebody and they're busy texting or constantly looking at their phone, and you're going, body's here, but their presence isn't here. Okay, wholeness is where your presence abides. To abide is to live somewhere. When you abide, you are not just dropping in and dropping out. To abide isn't even a residence that you're coming in and out of. Abide someplace, you stay there. That's your home. That's the place where you are. So it says that wholeness is where your presence abides. Where does your presence have to abide for wholeness? Wholeness is where your presence abides in my unencumbered integration. Cumbered integration. You know, integer is whole. It's the whole numbers. It's no fractions. It's no splits. It's the counting numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll give you a definition later for integration, but just wholeness is where your presence abides in my unencumbered integration. What is an encumbrance? Okay, so Webster's describes an encumbrance. It says restrict, this is to encumber, restrict or burden someone or something in such a way that free action or movement is difficult. Burden someone or something in such a way that free action or movement is difficult. Some synonyms for encumber: to hamper, to hinder, obstruct, impede, cramp, inhibit, restrict, limit, constrain, restrain, bog down, retard, slow down. I think you get the picture. That's to encumber something. Spirit is saying at the place of integration, an integration in the spirit world, none of that exists. There are no restrictions. There's no constrictions. There's no limits. There's no bogging down. There's no hindrances. There are no obstructions. Can you feel that? That if you're going to live in wholeness, then your presence has to live someplace that's beyond all these things. Beyond all of that, it describes integration. It says integration is where your complexities coalesce. They come together in my divine order, place where all the complexities, all the things that seems like they're contradictions and all that, they coalesce. They come together in some kind of divine order. And if we're able to live there in some unrestricted way, another. A definition of encumber is to saddle a person or an estate with a debt, with a mortgage, to saddle with a debt or some kind of mortgage. It's to put a lien on it. Like you buy a car, you buy a house. You may have the title, but you can't do any old thing you want to with that. You have to keep your insurance. You have to do these different things. You have to pay the payments. You don't own the pink slip. It's not yours. Totally. Okay. And what too many of us have done is we've saddled our lives, our hopes, our dreams, our hearts with debt. Debt we think we owe people, debt we think is owed to us, or whatever, it encumbers us. It restricts us. We're not free and clear. Have any of you ever, and maybe it was you, dated somebody who was still encumbered by another relationship? Ever had that experience? They weren't free. They weren't available. They couldn't be in a whole relationship with you because their presence couldn't abide just with you there. Their attention was scattered in all these different kinds of places. So we lack wholeness because our presence is not abiding in a place of lack of restriction. We're all coalescing together in divine order. We're fragmented. We're split. We're separate. Our attention is going all different kind of ways. We're hampered and hindered. We're obstructed by the appearances and restricted by the facts, and we're limited by this thing and that thing, and it's all getting in the way. It's all getting in the way. And we think to myself, okay, well, how can I come to wholeness? Stuff is in my way. Okay. The ticket to the wholeness is not having all that stuff get out of your way. The ticket to the wholeness is allowing your presence to abide somewhere else. The drama is going on all the time, but do you have to live there? Lack, limitation, struggle, it's going on all the time, but do you have to live there? Does that have to be the focus of your attention? Does that have to be the place that you speak from? Does that have to be everything that's on your mind all the time? That's how we come into the wholeness. Our inner being has to live someplace. The solid rock, not the shifting sand. Three days ago now, there was a memorial service here at my center. I didn't know the family beforehand, but I heard about it on the news. It was a tragic accident. 12-year-old kid was killed in the back seat, the only one in that car that was injured that I know of. And it impressed me. She was only 12, but she was involved in all these things. There are all these YouTube videos of her. She was a volunteer at the Homeless Gardens Project, and she was a taiko drummer and in the children's theater group, and all these different things. There were like 500-something people here for her memorial. Really incredible. And I knew they were coming from all different kinds of backgrounds. And they didn't want it to be like a really religious kind of ceremony, trying to hit this middle ground. And I was officiating. And I started off by saying, some things in life just don't make sense to us, to what we know is true. If we keep coming back to what we know is eternal, that time can't erode, that circumstances can't erase. You know, if we keep coming back to music, to art, poetry, coming back to compassion, kindness, and sunsets, the taste of good food. I just started naming these things. If we just keep coming back to these things, I said everything in life may not make much more sense, but you'll have the strength to keep going on. Going on. And if we just keep coming back to that, that helps to end that sense of separation. That helps to bring us back to that feeling of a wholeness. When we're not feeling whole, the world is too much with us. When we're not feeling whole, we're in the us versus them and conflict and whatnot. Could be even in our own selves. We don't need to have another person around to be at war. We can do that all by ourselves. And wholeness is choosing to live someplace else. In an unencumbered integration, without judgment, all the complexities coming together in a sense of divine order. So breathe.
Come in here with the in regards to the definition of wholeness. From a listener, Halloween. Halloween said, I have difficulty in being present as it is. I am sleepwalking. I'm trying to learn to be present. I often go numb as if I'm sleepwalking, disassociated from life. This is from years of abuse.
There's something in you that's never been abused. In you that has never been hurt. It has never been harmed. Your soul's essence, that part of you that refuses to give up hope, it hasn't been damaged by all of that. You're good. You're good because God made you. And nobody and nothing can take away your dignity. Nothing and no one, nobody can take away your humanity. Your right to live. Your specialness. Your uniqueness. You are not less off because of what people did. That's a measure of their ignorance and how much they didn't know that they were spiritual beings. The only time we hurt people, it's not a measurement of our badness, it's a measurement of our ignorance. How much we don't know we're spiritual beings and how much we don't know the people are hurting are spiritual beings. Because when you know that, you can't do it. Every day, just breathe. Every day, muster up enough energy to look at yourself in the mirror, in your eyes. Just look. Somebody in there. Look, at least 2 minutes. Do you've done that a few times? Have the courage to whisper, I love you. I see you. And I love you. In the mirror. Don't look away. I'm the privacy of your own space. You may not be able to do it for 2 minutes at first. Maybe you can only do it for 5 seconds or 10. But keep coming back till you can do it a whole 2 minutes. And I promise you, you'll be transformed. Witness it. Look in your own eyes. And I promise you it'll be an extraordinary experience. I say this for anybody who's listening. Do it. And you will be amazed. Is there a follow-up to that?
Just checked. I don't see anything.
Okay.
Not that they're typing right now.
Okay.
They've been having issues connecting with Blog Talker. They said thank you. Halloween said thank you.
Good.
Yeah. Still typing. That exercise, when I listen to you, I see that that's the invitation. It's like our self is calling to us.
Mm-hmm.
To have a date with ourselves, to get to know ourselves, to be intimate with ourselves. Because I really do believe the more we know ourselves, the more we know God. The more we know God, the more we know ourselves.
Exactly. It's true. It's true. All the rest of that stuff is like an image. I also highly recommend to everybody, go online, go on YouTube, check out a guy. His name is Dr. Joe Dispenza, D-I-S-P like Paul, E-N-Z-A, Dispenza. And just look at his stuff. He has a lot of stuff there. A TED Talk, Tacoma, that's had millions of hits. I had a chance to see him at Reverend Michael Beckwith's and the Agape Center's Revelation Conference earlier this year in, I think it was May 2015. And I've fallen in love with the man. He's a neuroscientist, very, very spiritual. He was in a terrible accident himself, and like every bone practically in his whole back was shattered. I think he was a chiropractor at the time. And he just used spiritual techniques and healed his whole body, healed his whole back. Just phenomenal. And he decided that he was going to dedicate his life to studying what happened. How did that happen? And he's just phenomenal in his capacity to explain our thoughts, the brain. And he has lots of visuals and microscopic images, and you can actually see a thought, like what happens with the fusions and the networks and the wiring. But he makes it extremely easy to follow in just regular, like, layperson's terms. Very, very accessible. And his work will help a tremendous amount for anybody in helping us to see the work that is for us to do and shifting and changing our minds, and how much these ideas of ourselves are just wired memories that has really nothing to do with the truth of who we are. But extraordinary ways that he explains it. I also highly, highly recommend for anybody suffering any of these issues is The Sacred Yes, which is the first volume of my Letters from the Infinite series. And if you have the book, just pick it up, open it up anywhere. Read it out loud. Read it slowly and read it out loud. And you'll hear the voice. You'll be listening to what I was listening to. You'll hear it, and something will ignite and trigger in you.
Yes, Sacred Yes. It's more than a book.
Oh, yeah.
I told her, we have Harlorraine calling in, but I wanted to share this with you real quick. On Sunday, I shared with a friend of mine who was just dealing with some things and trying to get some clarity. And I told her exactly what you said. I said, you have sacred DS, right? She said, yeah. I said, when you get home, just open to a page. And she opened to building and birthing.
Mm.
She said, that's exactly what I needed to hear tonight. She sent me a message on Facebook. I said, I know, because that's the way it works. She was just so grateful. Yes.
Good.
Well, I got to say that I am so excited to put this listener on, because Harlow Rain has been trying to get through, been frustrated, been mad at Blog Talk Radio, and said, I'm done with Blog Talk Radio. And today, Harlow Rain was able to call in. Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, ID, and hello, Reb D.
Hello.
It's an honor to speak with the both of you. That part of me that you just mentioned, that's the part of me that enabled me to persevere and to get through, finally get through to Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
And I'm learning how to look at myself in the mirror without feeling ashamed, because I grew up, my first 17 years of life being a product of rape was in a foster system. And I was always told that being a girl was bad, God hated me. And I was literally used as a slave and tortured and abused until I finally escaped at 16 and a half years of age in Philadelphia. But that part of me that you just mentioned, that's the part of me that enabled me to practically hitchhike clear across this country to get to where I'm living at now, and to California and then on to Seattle eventually. And I just wanted to say, you know, lots of times I disassociate still. I can be walking down the street to the market, and the next thing I know, oh, I'm here at the market, because I've totally disassociated, because that's how I survived the torture. But yesterday, it's like God was speaking to me, and I was walking to the market, and it's like Spirit said, slow down, because I walk real fast. I just want to get it done, because I don't like being outside. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I started slowing down. And I like to photograph flowers. And I noticed some flowers. And I started photographing the flowers. I actually spoke to a man that came out of the building. And it felt good to just slow down and be in the present. And I'm reading your book, The Sacred Yes. My friend Sandra, she met you at City of Refuge, Bishop Flunders Church, which is my former church.
Uh-huh.
And she told me about the book. And I watched you on via live stream. And you changed my life. I was sitting there just... I said, now that's what I'm talking about. That's my kind of preacher. She's like Rev. Bishop Flunder. And it just reached me, and I purchased your books, and I listened to the audio also.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in tears, the part where God speaks and says, you know, I will wait for you forever.
Mm.
And I started crying, and I was saying, you know, I don't want you to wait for me forever. I've been trying to reach you, because I remember before I was born that how God was with me before I was born. I remember when I was born 50 years ago, how I, the delivery room, what it looked like.
Wow.
And I knew that God was always with me, even despite suicide attempts 2 years ago. I remember I was lying in the emergency room, and they was rushing to try to save my life. And the doctor looked down at me. He said, you're dying. And I laughed in his face. I said, you know, I'm ready to go, because I tried. I did what I was supposed to do to try to get help to deal with my clinical depression. And I just closed my eyes, and I said, well, I'm ready to go. And they was able to save my life. And my neighbor told me yesterday, she said, God wants you to be here, because your story can help people.
Yes.
And she says, people need you. We need you. We love you, because you are a good person. You always care about people despite what you're going through. And my friend Sandra, she's a theater person at the church. I'm sorry for running on and on.
No,
but we do work about reaching out to people with something that we did at they did something at Refuge this past Sunday about baggage, emotional baggage. And I watched the live stream, and I cried, because one lady was talking about how she was in the windowless room of her mind with the steel door. Mm. And I hide in that room because I've been ridiculed and put down because I'm gender nonconforming, you know, facial hair, you know, look like a tomboy. But I love me, and I'm learning to love me, and I'm learning to see the beauty in me because I am created. I love to write. I love to express. I love reaching out to people. Even despite my depression and tears, I still, you know, try to connect with God, because lots of times I'll just be sitting there and the tears just start leaking out, and I'm not even physically crying. It's just tears coming out. And one lady says, your soul leaking, your soul trying to talk to God. And I just want to thank you, because I'm trying to cope with the disassociation and the clinical depression because I cannot take the medications. Mm-hmm. I use a little cannabis, and that helps, but that's expensive. But I'm learning how to tap into your book and learning what God wants of me. And I try lots of times, every time I listen to your book, next day all hell breaks loose. Every time I feel like I have a spiritual breakthrough, the next day all hell breaks loose and I turn into something nasty. It's like I just go off. And then I feel bad and I'm like, God, it seems like I'm running around on this Gerbil wheel or something. It's if I'm just getting nowhere. It's like, what is this, a great big joke or farce? And I don't know. It's like I'm reaching out. Every time I reach out spiritually, I feel like I'm taking 20 steps back for every one step forward spiritually, and it's really discouraging me. And it's like, you know, my friend says, well, just hang in there. And, you know, she's having me to write something on suicide and why I feel like I do and when I feel discouraged. But I was telling her, you know, I'm tired of feeling like that. I feel like every time I reach for God, something just snatches me back. But I know God's still holding me. God is like in the book, how God was carrying me, because I see one pair of feet prints. God is carrying me, but it's like I want to walk beside God. How do I go about that? I mean, I don't know. I'm just pulling my hair out, what hair I thought I had. I'm sorry for going on.
No. First off, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Okay?
You're welcome.
And thank you for living.
Thank you.
Thank you for living.
I mean, I take care of my body. It's my temple. I,
you know, God has good plan. God has big plans for you.
That's what Izana Yvonne, I don't know how to say her name. Iyama, she reached out to me on Twitter, and I thought, you know, she was a scammer or something. I like
No. Iyama's good.
I didn't. I thought it was somebody that was saying they was Iyama. You know.
Mhm.
I didn't. I said, well, maybe this person is pretending to be Iyama because this lady wouldn't reach out to me. I'm not saying Iyama was a scammer. I'm saying somebody. You know how people impersonate well-known people and try to lure people in, and I was like, why is this person? Then I said, well, then the Lord was saying, trust this person, trust it. And then I told my friend, and she said, you know, she's a pastor. I was like, oh, no. And I had the reaction like a New York City alley cat would have if someone was trying to give it a bath, because I don't trust clergy members that well because of past problems. But she's reaching out to me, and she said the same thing you just said.
Well, because we're vibing, okay? You know, as a matter of fact, she's the one that hooked me up with my publisher.
Oh.
Like 10, 12 years ago. Yeah, she's good people. Ayala's very good people. As a matter of fact, that's how I met her. There was some group, my ministry is Inner Light Ministries. Hers
yeah,
is Inner.
I watch you on Sundays.
Hers is Inner Visions.
Oh.
So my publisher, my first publisher before I was with SoundTrue, said there's somebody that keeps ordering like these larger quantities of books. So she reached out to find out who it was, and it turned out it was Iyama. It's like, no kidding, are you serious? So she asked her, would she be willing to do an endorsement? And she said, yeah, and then she started writing to me personally. And I have, you know, so valued that relationship, you know, through the years. And, you know, you be you. You be you, and all your friends, they are all correct. That God has plans for you. God wants to use all of that. You've been through some stuff. You are a walking testimony.
Thank you.
God has been with you every step of the way. That's what's held you on, and you are a walking testimony of that.
That's what my
being gender conforming, that's just way too overrated. You ever looked at my photos close up? You live streaming?
I love your photos. I have a picture of you on my iPhone. I told my friend, I said, she looks like me, you know.
Yeah.
I love your photo. I listened to your show when you was talking about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a purpose to everything. Okay, you give yourself a chance to be you.
Thank you. And I
you
I know
give yourself a chance to be you. Hats off to you. Hats off to you for being a thriver, not just a survivor, a thriver.
Thank you.
This is thank you, God.
I feel that God was with me because, I mean, I survived as a prostitute when I didn't have health care like 20 years ago, 27 years ago. And I knew that God was with me, and that's like I got out of it real quick once I got health care insurance. And I'm like, you know, I wrote Ayama, and I said, you know, God didn't bring me this far and through all of that just to leave me standing here with my hat in my hand.
Nope.
And people keep telling me, they said, you know, God has a special calling on you. I'm like, well, God don't play favorite. Big Mama love all the youngins. I'm always told you need to go in ministry. I said, well, my ministry is just being myself and being.
You just say yes.
I do. I say yes. When I said yes back in 2007, I was in tears and I was at church and I sat down on the basement stairs and I cried and cried because I was on my way home to just hang myself. And I felt the presence of my bishop's mother who had just passed, Mother Langston, and she just walk me. It's like she was walking beside me. She said, you go back to that church. No devil in hell is going to drive you away from God's blessing. And I went into the church and I sat down on the basement stairs and I just cried and I said, Lord, I say yes, I surrender. I'm tired of doing it myself. I surrender. I say yes, I say yes. And I do that continuously on a continual basis, but sometimes I feel like it's not getting through. But
you
know it's getting through because there's a shift.
You keep doing it. It happens inside. It happens inside first. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. Every time it seems like it's a step back. That's the process.
That's the process.
That's the way it works. It's like a swing.
Oh. Okay.
It's physics. You know, it's like if a tether ball or a teeter-totter or something. It's like if it swings way up to the left,
yes,
it's got to swing way to the right. Okay? And
oh.
and there'll come a point when you're not doing such big swings. It's like when people are addicts, and if you have a real, real big high, you got to have a really big crash. So it's like a yo-yo. A roller coaster. They're really high, and then they're really down. And they're really high, and they're really down. And you'll even out. You'll just even out.
Don't worry about that.
It's like, yes, that's the way that it works. But that's just all that other stuff coming up to be healed. You just keep your keep correcting quickly.
Okay.
That's the secret. Not do I never fall, but do I get back up faster and faster?
Oh,
is my tolerance for being down less?
Okay, I see. Like, it would catch myself, because I know I'm catching myself quicker whenever I feel that way. I catch myself, like, Thursday, I had a kind of a meltdown. I walked out of my therapist's office before she even can come out and get me to go back to counsel. And I was in tears. And I went home and I just listened to music and I sung gospel songs until I felt better. And right away I said, you know, I need to call her and explain to her what happened. And I told my friend, I reached out So I know what you're talking about
yes.
I'm bouncing back quicker. Like
good.
When I get angry at someone or someone get on my nerves, I'm like, you know what, you need to take your old tie blankety blank on. And then I go back home and I think, like, you know what, I don't know that person's story.
Yeah, you know,
there's two sides to every story, and then there's the truth.
I just wrote that.
I just wrote that
in affirmations.
I learned it from you, and I had to catch myself, and I said, I don't know their story. All these homeless people I see and drug addicts,
right.
I don't know their story. This is a walking God here. It's part of
yes.
God. I mean.
Exactly. You know what? You should stay in touch with me. Okay, Rev D. At Inner Light Ministries. You got my stuff. You know where to reach me.
I sent you an email a while back, like about a month ago.
Okay, well, they just forwarded me something. I don't know if I got that email. Send it again. Did I respond?
No, I figured. I said,
no, if I didn't respond, I didn't get it. No,
oh,
send it,
okay.
No, send it again. No, they sent me something.
And what I sent was what was on the Life Conversations Radio Like page.
Yeah.
The email address is revd@innerlightministries.com.
Oh, that's where I sent it to.
Yeah,
Rev
yeah.
D.
Just then send it again. If I didn't respond, I didn't get it.
Okay, because I purchased your affirmation book, and I keep it on my bed. Literally, when I wake up, I try to reach out to it, and I'm learning how to do, you know, make it a habit. You know, like giving myself permission to transform, and that's one of my favorite ones.
You know what else you need?
Yes, ma'am.
Write this down.
Okay.
You need the musical companion.
I'm going to get that. It's
called singing.
In the yes.
The sacred yes.
That's on my wish list. I'm going to be getting that on the 30th. It's by Miss Valerie Joy.
Yes.
Sing. I'm going to get that because I have most of
yeah.
the setup.
So she and I wrote half those songs together.
Singing
in the air. And that will really, really soothe your soul.
Oh, great. And I can download it from iTunes?
Yeah,
going to
yeah.
Look
yeah
at
you
it.
Can download it from iTunes.
Oh, great, because music is what keeps me out of jail and keeps a whole lot of fools
this is good
around.
Music.
Yeah.
I think there's something like 23 musicians on it. She used to work for the Monterey Jazz Festival. And we have some of the finest musicians in the world on that thing.
It's amazing because
it was recorded on a brand new 9-foot Steinway.
Oh my goodness!
Piano, yeah, in a concert hall. It's good music. It's really good stuff.
Wow, I'm going to get that because I love symphony music and I love all types of music. And music is what keeps me from going over the edge,
yep.
like from attempting, wanting to think about suicide. It just erases it because I start singing praises. And because I grew up singing as a kid. That woman
yeah.
made us sing, and I love to sing. And I said the best thing I got from my abusive childhood was free music lessons, 11 years of free music lessons. So I look at the bad, and I try to take out the good from that childhood. I learned discipline. I learned music. I learned to sing. I learned how to take care of myself and survive. And so I'm trying
good.
To take poop. When life gives you crap, I try to plant a garden out of it.
Very good.
And that's my concept. I'm like, well, life gives you blankety blank. Plant a garden out of it.
Amen.
And so thank you. I'm sorry for talking myself to death. But
well, thank you. Thank you so much. You've just been a highlight. Thank you for sharing that. And I hope everybody that's listening really, you know, tunes into this and let people know how to get to the archive here because this is stuff everybody needs to hear again.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Harlow. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Harlow?
It's Harlow Rain. It's all one name. I had
Harlow,
my name.
Harlow Rain.
It.
Okay, good. Harlow Rain.
Harlow
okay.
Rain.
Harlow Rain. Now I know it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
God bless
appreciate
you.
Appreciate
you. Thank you.
Yes,
bye.
Indeed.
Thank
yes,
you.
The archive, the show is going to be archived, this particular one, in about 10 minutes after the show, and you simply go to lifeconversationsradio.com. It will bring you to the page, and you can listen to this week's show, next week's show, and just have at it. Ah, what a great call. What a great call. Refty, anything else you want to share before we release the show?
I'm good. You can check out, if you want to check out the website, innerlightministries.com. There's a
class, Power of Intention, that's going to be coming up in a week or two. And we do have a virtual version that goes on live is Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. That's noon on the East Coast for 90 minutes. And invite anybody that's listening who wants to participate in that. And if you're local and can make it down to the center in the Santa Cruz area, we have a Thursday evening version that's going on as well.
Thank you, Rev D. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for all you do. And we are going to release the show with one of the songs from Singing the Sacred Yes, Resurrect Me. Thank you, Rev D. See you next week.
All right, take care.
Peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in, for being part of this conversation. Listen to every word in this song. Well, I'm going to talk over a little bit, but I try not to. Well, join Ambassador tomorrow on Thursday for the play experience. This is Valerie Joy, Resurrect Me. You've been listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. She's the author of The Sacred Yes, Your Deepest Intent. Find out more about her by going to innerlightministries.com. This is Valerie Joy. Resurrect Me, and you can go to iTunes to get your own copy. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Peace and blessings.
No longer tied to the things of this world, I know who I am in you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.